thought for today. I am a successful parent when my children feel loved and appreciated. I am a successful parent when my children feel loved and appreciated. How about that? I'm a successful parent when my children feel loved and appreciated. Well, consider this. Who? Said the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland. Who are my children? Who are my children? Are my children my thought children? Are they my physical children as a mother and father? Are they the children of my world that is populating my environment? Who are my children? As John Charles Dainty would so nicely say, who? Who are my children? Well, now, all of my children are loved and appreciated. All of my children feel loved and appreciated. All of my children go around loved and appreciated. In fact, some of my children appreciate the toys of life so much they don't pay attention to me. Here I am giving a dynamic forthwith talk, and they're brought back to looking at the dog as the dog is trying to get his toy off the top of the table. And they're thinking, isn't that fascinating? He's trying to get the toy off the top of the table. Now, why is he trying to get the toy off the top of the table? Because we took the toy away because he was making noise with it during the talk. We'll give it back to him afterwards. But he wants it now. Well, now, why does he want it now? Because he wants it now. Now, is he loved and appreciated when we give him everything that he wants the moment he wants it? Or do we teach him that there are times that he should have things and times he shouldn't? Now, you train a dog to be housebroken. Now, that's a terrible word to say, housebroken. Yeah, you'll get your toy in just a little while. We train a dog to be house-trained so that he does his duty outside. Well, now, he wants to do it inside. And we're naughty parents because we don't let him do it inside. We're naughty parents because we don't let him do things that he wants to do, when he wants to do it, where he wants to do it. Well, when we train him to do things outside, and we say to him, good boy, good boy, good boy, oh, such a good puppy, oh, such a good puppy. And we say, good boy, good boy. What does he say? He says, oh, okay, I'm a good boy when I do that. And he likes being a good boy, don't you? So we say, good boy, good boy. And when we say good boy to him, he says, thank you very much. When we say bad boy, bad boy. Do we ever say bad boy to you? No. We don't even use that word in our vocabulary with you, do we? No. We always say good boy. So when we are, you're talking about a dog. You're not talking about a child. You're not talking about your children. Well, in many homes, the dog, the cat, the lizard, the snake, whatever, that's their child. That's all they have is a child. They don't have any children. They don't have a husband or wife to help them bring about children. And if they did, they might not want to have children, because children are a responsibility. If bad enough, having a dog is a responsibility to train them to do their duty outside so they're happy people wherever they go, and to train them to be joyful and courteous and kind, yes, and to be loving at all times, right? And when you do that, what happens? Well, they feel loved and appreciated. But if you don't do that, they're no fun to be with. And they don't feel loved and appreciated. People chase them with sticks. People try to get rid of them. They say, don't you ever bring that dog around my house. But when the dog is well-trained, when the dog is mannerly, people say, well, you can bring your dog around anytime you like. That's a beautiful dog. That's a lovely dog. And our children. When we take them to their friends' homes, and they say, I'd rather if you didn't bring your children along when you come. They don't respect my house. They don't respect the toilet. They leave the seat down, or they leave the seat up, or they do whatever they do. And your children, when you bring them to my house, they want to run into my bedroom, and they want to get on my desk and play on my computer. And I don't allow even my wife to do that, or my husband, whatever the case may be. I don't allow anyone on my computer. That's my personal stuff. Well, why don't you close the door to your office? because they open it. They don't feel any door is closed to them. And you see, they're not loved and they're not appreciated when they have not learned respect for themselves and for others. To train this, you're a successful parent when you first train yourself with respect and love. You understand that? First, you train yourself with respect and love. Now, when did I ask you to turn in your notice on how do I not want silence and get it?
This morning.
Huh?
This morning at breakfast.
The today?
Yes.
Today I said it?
Yes.
I did not. I said it yesterday.
To make it yesterday. To make it yesterday and for this morning.
Yeah, but I said, when did I say it?
Yes.
When did I say it? I said it yesterday. Yes. Okay. Now, how many of you turned yours in?
I had it with me at the
table. I haven't.
I have mine ready, but only in handwriting.
But, hey, love, how many of you turned it in? Two. Now, why didn't you turn it in? I don't want an answer. But you see, you're not loved and appreciated when you don't follow the program, when you don't follow the rules. It's not that you're bad. It's just you're not housebroken, you know. you aren't trained to be in the house, to be a pleasure to be around, because you don't follow the program. So always follow the program. Now, the program may be strict or may be simple. Now, Ellen, how many words are you supposed to have?
40.
Sylvia, how many words are you supposed to have?
40.
How many words did you have, Sylvia?
40.
No, Sylvia, you had 38. Ellen had 40. Remember, you don't count the headline?
Right.
No, you had 38. And if you counted the headline, it would be 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 5, 6, 7. You have 47. So you have, the title says it by not wanting it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, or 39. But you're still short.
That's real strange,
yeah.
My computer said exactly 40.
Well, maybe it took the dash as a word, you know, or whatever. But always be specific and follow through on whatever it does, because you want it to be so perfect and so wonderful. So perfect and so wonderful that everybody loves you and everybody appreciates you, because you are loved and appreciated when you are consistent. When you are consistent with what you have been brought up to be. Now, what do parents oftentimes say to their children? Now, make me proud of you when you go over by the neighbors and play. Make me proud of you and stuff like that. And so they go over to the neighbors and they play, and they are super kids. And the neighbors come back and say, your children are a good example for my children. They are so well behaved. They are so mannerly. They are so thoughtful. They are so considerate. They are so joyful and loving to have around. Wow. And you say, my children? I would like that to be the case, but at home they're a little bit normal, you know. And you say, no, no. If you could see, if you were a little mouse over here, a little fly, and watching, you would see that they are just so beautiful. It's a pleasure. Can I exchange? You can take my kids and I'll take yours. But you see, when children feel loved and appreciated, you're a successful parent. And it's your thoughts. Are your thoughts, any thoughts that you think, are they loved and appreciated thoughts? Any attitudes that you have, are they loved and appreciated attitudes? Are you consistent with what you believe about yourself? Are you a joyful, fabulous, wonderful, caring person? Or are you the kind of person that goes halfway? What kind of person are you? Now, when you go to school, you're trained in school, and then when you follow what you learn in school, then you are considered to be loved and appreciated. Your teacher loves and appreciates you when you turn your lessons in, when you are mannerly in school, and when you are considerate. But now, what is this that I'm saying to you? What does the teacher appreciate in you? The teacher appreciates in you that you like yourself. The teacher appreciates in you that you like yourself, because you would not do anything that would discredit yourself. You would not do anything that would make you look and act like a person that you are not proud to be. So, what is the best way for us as parents of our thoughts, of our children, of our world? What is the best way for us to train our children so that we are a successful parent? What is the best way to do it? The best way to do it is to train our children and our thoughts to be themselves and have fun, to respect themselves, to like themselves, to enjoy themselves, to do everything that makes them happy, and make sure that their code of happiness is based upon the quality that you are. That's the big thing that's important. We want to always have the code based upon the quality of the things that would make you happy. Now, what are the quality of things that would make you happy and make you a joyful person who is loved and appreciated? Well, if you always like yourself, if you're always happy with yourself, then you are loved by yourself. And if you always do those things that are uplifting and supportive of yourself, if you always do those things that, well, for instance, do you comb your hair in the morning? Who do you comb your hair for? Yourself. You don't comb it for somebody else. Oh, I want my boyfriend or my girlfriend to see how beautiful I am. No, you don't. You just comb it because that's your natural way. If you're a man, do you shave in the morning? Or do you wait until after breakfast and after the whole family has seen you and says, gee, dear, you didn't shave, you know? Or do you shave because you want to look nice? I was walking down the path this morning from the monastery to the embassy, and I was saying, I live in my eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body. And I lifted up my chest, and I threw back my shoulders, and my head came up, and I felt great. And I thought, my God, I should do this all the time. I feel good. I feel loved. I feel appreciated by me. I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal. Yeah, you can't slump when you're saying, I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. You have to like yourself. Now, when we teach our children to like themselves, to appreciate themselves and enjoy themselves, wonderful things happen. But when we let our thoughts go on a rampage, then we're in trouble. Anita is a powerhouse. She is able to get out and work like a Trojan. She works hours upon hours upon hours tirelessly. And then she was away from it for a little while, and she was working at the desk more often than she did outside. And she took an outside task, and as she was working on the outside task, she wasn't accustomed to doing that for several weeks. And her body says, hey, I'm tired. Now, was she really tired? Or was it that she wasn't accustomed to doing it, and her body says, hey, I like sitting at the desk better. It's more relaxing, more peaceful. Who is running your show? Who is running who you are? You are, your mind, your own inner being. You're the parent of your thoughts. And so if your thoughts are saying, hey, I'm exhausted or I'm tired, you have to do like you did and said, nope, I'm full of energy, I'm full of grit and vinegar. I'm able to do anything I want to do. See? He's better to say grit and vinegar instead of spit and vinegar, you know. But you're full of grit and vinegar. And then you are. Then you are. And you are like the athlete who gets his second, third, and fourth, and fifth wins and goes on to achieve his goal. You, any of us, can do that. We're loved and appreciated by ourselves when we take control. And the dog goes in the house and accidentally makes a mess. And you say, oh, that's all right. I know you, that's not normal for you. You must not be feeling good. You must not be happy with yourself. You must be frustrated. You must be sick or something like that. See, when the dog doesn't act natural and do his duty outside like he's been trained to do, we know there's something wrong. We know there's something unhappy in his world. It may be his diet, and it may be his mental attitude. He may be just making a statement. You stayed away from me all day, and you didn't play with me when you came home. I'm going to show you. I'm going to do what you don't want done. You want me to go outside? I'm going to do it inside. That's what the dog says. Because he is wanting to be loved. He is wanting to be appreciated. He is wanting to be enjoyed. And when you don't do that, you're crazy. But now, let's take that a step further. Do our children, our dogs or cats and our babies, do they ever have to put up a show like that and say, "Heh, heh, heh, you didn't play with me, so I'm going to mess up the house"? You say that. You say that. You treat your dog as though your dog is a human being and that it thinks of these things. You're thinking of those things. And so the dog is doing what you think. The dog is not thinking for himself on that. The dog will be perfectly happy to go in the corner and lay there all day long until you come home. Go outdoors if he needs to, but just have nothing to do. Dog trainers will tell you, if you put a dog in a cage, and let's call it his house, you put a dog in his dog house and close the door and leave him there for a number of hours, he will be very happy. If you take that same dog and leave him out of the cage in the house, he can be very unhappy. Now, why? Because he has more to take care of. In his house, he has only the house to take care of. Nothing bothers him. Outside of the house, he's got to take care of the whole house. It's outside of his house. He's got to take care of the rooms. He's got to take care of the windows. He's got to take care of everything. And you put him in his house, and that's all he has to take care of. Now, children and our thoughts are of the same gender. Each one needs to have guidance, and we are the guides. We guide our thoughts to share with the world what we want. And when we guide them rightly, then we call ourselves successful, because our thoughts are loved and appreciated. When we guide our children rightly, they are loved and appreciated. When we guide our pets right, they are loved and appreciated. But only when we ourselves take the time to exercise that. Now, Sylvia, in the future, you will use your spell check, your word count, and you count your words, and then you double check. You too, Ellen. Because that's a mechanical gadget, and it could well have misinterpreted something and not count, because right now, I don't care about the spell check. That's not your privilege to use. You may not use the spell check for your final check. You are the final check. And you cannot blame your spell check. You cannot blame the car for running into the tree because you were driving it or not driving it. See, so as we do these things, the spell check's great. It gives us a guide as to we're pretty close. Then double check. Now, I counted it once, it was 38, I counted it again, it's 39. Who knows, I counted it again, it might be 40. But let's try it once. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Now, how about that? It came up 40. Count it and believe yourself. Now, why did I come up 38 and 39 and then 40?
Because obviously I didn't believe it.
You see, when you believe in yourself, when you have confidence in yourself, everything works out perfectly. Now, why did Ellen's come up 40? She was confident. She was confident. And they're good statements. We'll go over them as soon as I get the other two in. But it's interesting. So each of you has the opportunity to be a successful parent when your children feel loved and appreciated. Now, do you feel loved and appreciated? Do you feel loved and appreciated?
Yes.
If you are loved and appreciated, then you're a good parent to yourself. But if you're not loved and appreciated, it's your creation. You say, well, the same is true of my children, my pets. Yeah. But we're talking about you as the creator of your world. Now, are you the creator of your world? Are you loved and appreciated? Are you wonderful, beautiful, and all that good stuff? You are. I'm a successful parent when my children feel loved and appreciated, starting with ourself. So, you have a lovely day, and just remember, the sun is shining somewhere. And thank you, Sylvia, for my hat. You might as well leave it out here. That way I'll have it tomorrow when it is probably sunny too. And the sun does move. Last night it was so lovely to look at the moon as it was setting. Just a little sliver, but you could see the rest of the moon. It was outlined. And then it slid down into the Pacific Ocean and went sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Just beautiful. Okay, thank you, and have a wonderful day.